Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. So, you know, they say when you're going through like a really big personal crisis, that's when you kind of find out who your true friends are.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I gotta say, after her absolutely horrible car crash on Friday, it's safe to say that actor Anne Heche is definitely going through something. And some of her high-profile celebrity friends have come forward with, you know, words of love and support, which I gotta say is not going over very well.
Honestly, I feel like celebrities should know by now just to stay quiet. Or at least do things privately.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't think that Anne deserves the handout after all of the terrible damage that was caused by her accident.
Yeah.
But then it becomes, is it fair for people to rush to judgment? Shouldn't we be waiting for all the facts?
Well, we could, but then, you know, it wouldn't be social media or America.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Land of the jumping to conclusions.
Yep. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Tuesday, August 9th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
So as I'm sure most of you have heard by now, Anne Heche got into just a truly terrible car accident here in LA last Friday. So according to witnesses, this whole sequence of events started with Anne speeding very recklessly around a residential neighborhood, and then she crashed her Mini Cooper into the garage of an apartment complex.
Yeah, this whole story is just out there.
Yeah.
So residents of the apartment building that she crashed into, they tried to get her out of the vehicle, but she threw the car in reverse and sped off, almost hitting a pedestrian.
Yeah.
And that's not even what I consider the most wild part of this story. It did not end there. Shortly after she fled the scene of that crime, she crashed her car into a nearby house, which caused both the car and the house to burst into flames.
Yeah.
So according to witnesses and firefighters, Anne drove her car through the front yard and about 30 feet into the house. And the house was set on fire and is essentially completely destroyed.
So, I mean, very luckily, nobody was killed.
Yeah.
Including the animals that were in the house. That's always my first thought. It's like, well, how are the animals?
Yeah.
So the tenant who was living in the house, Lynn Michelle, was luckily not like in the line of fire of Anne's car when she came crashing through. She did manage to escape without any injuries, but the same cannot be said for Anne. According to one of the firefighters that was on the scene, she was trapped in her car for more than an hour before rescuers could get her out and take her to the hospital. That's how did she survive?
Truly seems like a miracle. Like, given,
yeah,
if you see the pictures or even see the car crashing, like, it's remarkable that she made it out, honestly.
Yeah.
But she had severe burns when she was finally removed from the car, and it took almost 60 firefighters to extinguish the flames and get her out of there. As somebody who actually used to do this, like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a real mess.
And she's in a Mini Cooper. My God, could you imagine if she was in a larger vehicle at all?
Mm-mm.
Like, that's like one of the smallest cars you can be driving, and it did all this damage.
Yeah. Oh, God. What's even more surprising to me is that Anne was apparently conscious.
Yeah.
And talking when she was pulled out of her car finally. And a rep for Anne gave a statement to People saying that Anne is now in critical condition at the hospital. Mm-hmm. They said she has a significant pulmonary injury requiring mechanical ventilation and burns that require surgical intervention. And they added she's in a coma and has not regained consciousness since shortly after the accident.
My gosh, crazy. So, of course, when something like this happens, everybody wonders what caused this. And there is a lot of speculation that alcohol may have been involved. Now, sources from the LAPD told TMZ that they did receive a warrant to draw Anne's blood to test for substances.
Yeah, and we don't know what the results are. It actually may end up taking weeks before we find out.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a photo that TMZ, in classic TMZ fashion, was able to obtain.
How do they get these photos? Like, do they hack into dash cams? How are they doing this stuff?
I feel like it's got to be somebody who happened to be there and sold it for $100 to TMZ.
Maybe. Or someone on the TMZ staff also works as a police officer. It's like a reverse undercover thing.
Ooh, I love reverse undercovering.
It's the only thing that makes sense now.
I know, it really is. But in the photo, it's Anne. She's in the driver's seat. And there's an arrow on the picture that TMZ has that's pointing to a red capped bottle in like the cup holder.
Yeah.
And so, of course, people are saying that looks like it could be a bottle of vodka in her cup holder. It's just a cap. And
I know.
Believe you me, I Googled red capped bottles.
Same.
Evian has a red cap, but there are also vodkas that do have red caps. So,
yeah. Maker's Mark has a very famous red cap.
Right. It looked like it was a clear bottle.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I guess I maybe leave it to the detectives, but
yeah, maybe
this will be the first time I do that. The LAPD did say that they're going to be referring the case to the LA city attorney for possible hit and run charges.
Yeah.
Which seemed like the smallest of charges for everything that's happened.
I was thinking the same thing. Like, this could have been vehicular manslaughter.
Yeah.
Depending on the outcome. Like,
yeah.
So the other interesting element to this story is that Anne hosts a podcast called Better Together with her friend Heather Duffy. And an episode of the podcast was posted earlier in the day, the same day of the crash.
Mm-hmm.
And in the podcast, a lot of people are saying Anne seems noticeably drunk.
So now the podcast producer gave a statement to Entertainment Tonight and clarified the episode was recorded on the Tuesday before the episode was released, and it's been removed due to inaccurate reporting. Any reports that she recorded that episode on the day of the accident are false.
Which, of course, was my first thought.
Yeah.
Most people, aside from like a daily show that we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Most episodes are not recorded the same day and then released.
Yeah. And even daily shows are often not recorded.
Exactly.
That day. So this is actually a very rare case that we're recording the day this goes out.
Yeah.
Now, even though Anne's Friday episode has been taken down, media outlets report that she claimed to have been drinking vodka with wine chasers on the show. She said that she'd been rocked by a very bad day, although she did not give any details.
So Like we said, Anne is recovering in the hospital right now. She's in a coma. And some of her famous friends, even a couple of exes, have kind of come forth and they're publicly offering their support for Anne.
So James Tupper, the actor who's also the father of their 13-year-old son, Atlas, he posted a photo of her on Instagram with the caption, "Thoughts and prayers for this lovely woman, actress and mother tonight. Anne Heche, we love you." And then another one of Anne's exes, Thomas Jane, who's also an actor, gave a statement to the Daily Mail where he offered his thoughts and prayers and called Anne one of the true talents of her generation. Huh. And then Alec Baldwin, who just has a chronic case of putting his foot in his mouth.
Oh, truly.
He's a former co-star of Anne's, and he shared his support of her in a video that he posted to his Instagram.
Hey, I just wanted to send out my best wishes and all my love to Anne Heche. Anne is an old pal of mine, and I did a movie with her, a very 90s thriller called The Juror. I love you, Anne. I love you, and I think you're such a talented person, and I hope everything is okay. I hope you come through this, and my heart goes out to you. I'm sorry that you had this tragic thing happen to you, and I'm sending you all my love, okay? Everybody join me, please, in sending their support and love to the wonderful Anne Heche. Thanks.
So after Alec posted this, it was just like immediate blowback.
Yeah.
Like all the comments I saw on anything talking about this were like, excuse me?
Yeah. He's dealing with his own
I know
shit where he should
like,
just settle down.
Yeah.
But in the comment section of his video, one person wrote, "Did you see how reckless she was driving and how she hit a building before she crashed?" Another person said, "She's lucky she didn't kill anyone." And honestly, these are the nicer
truly
examples of some of the things that were under that video.
Yeah.
We also had Rosanna Arquette, who shared her support of Anne on social media, and she as well faced a similar backlash. She tweeted and described the incident as really tragic and asked her followers to pray for her. And she got a lot of pushback, too, including Nathan Schneider, who's a political consultant. He responded saying, "She could have killed somebody. Heche needs some serious mental health counseling before she hurts someone."
I feel like these celebrities, like, it's okay to be worried about your friend.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But send her some flowers. Send her a card. You don't need to make a public display of it.
Yeah.
Especially given the circumstances. Somebody lost their house.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
It's so weird because I was literally just talking about this in therapy last week about how it's not mutually exclusive to, you know, feel sad or empathy for the victims, but also feel it for the person who's caused it.
Yeah.
But we don't need to, these celebrities, it's like you're only talking about Anne, which is what's crazy to me. Like, at least if you're gonna post about her, also post about caring about the person who's suffering from this, the people who got hit, the pedestrian who almost lost their life. Like,
yeah,
come on.
Well, I'd like to mention here, since not many people are, especially these celebrities, there is a GoFundMe set up for Lynn Michelle, who lost a lot of her personal belongings.
Yeah.
And maybe they could also donate to that.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I understand, you know, we talked about, like, should we reserve judgment for people in moments like this until we know the full story? It's hard because mental health is involved, and this is not the first situation
Mm-mm.
where Anne has had something like this happen. Like, she showed up at somebody's house a couple years ago, and, you know, she had a really terrible childhood, and she does suffer from a lot of mental health issues.
I feel like it's a very complicated situation, and at the end of the day, these are the consequences of your actions. And
yeah.
Yes, absolutely, we need to make space for mental health
yes.
and getting the help that we need. But it doesn't preclude us from being responsible for
yeah.
what we do and our actions.
Could not agree with you more.
That's a first.
I know. Well, when you're not talking shit, you know I like to agree. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.